Welcome to the Gorfine, Schiller & Garden podcast series. Today we're speaking with Chuck Fonce, Director of Business Valuation and Litigation Support at Gorfine, Schiller & Garden, about how valuation efforts can tell a business owner much more than the balance sheet and financial statements and tax returns and much more. And Chuck, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, Matt. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for joining us. And let's start at a high level. If you don't mind, please give us an overview of business valuation.
Sure. Business valuations involve measuring risk and reward. The reward is how much cash a business will make for its owners in the future and how fast it'll make it. The risk is that the future is uncertain, so you can't be sure of exactly how much cash the business will make or when it will make it. It can make more or less than you think, and it could happen faster or take longer than you think. So a business valuation considers how buyers and sellers might look at these two issues to come to an agreement about a single present value to exchange for all those uncertain future amounts.
That's great. If you don't mind, can you tell us what valuation can essentially tell a business owner that a balance sheet in their financial statements and tax returns typically don't?
Sure. The accounting balance sheet tells you how much a business paid for assets it bought in the past, but it simply doesn't consider what happens when you combine these assets with the efforts of the employees of the business. And what happens when you combine the assets it bought, the efforts of the employees it has, is that the business makes new assets. So the balance sheet tells you about the assets a business buys, which is the amount of its investment, but you need a valuation to tell you about the assets a business makes, which is the return on its investment.
That's interesting. So how big of a deal is this?
Well, this is a big deal. Omitting this information from the balance sheet is really significant because it represents most of the value of most operating companies. So, for instance, if you add up the balance sheets for the companies in the S&P 500, which are 500 of the biggest companies in the country, and you compare that to their combined stock market value, the stock market is telling you that over 80% of these companies' assets just aren't on their balance sheet. So for somebody thinking about selling or buying a business, it's obviously critical to know the total value of all of the business's assets, not just the ones that are shown on the balance sheet. But there's also a saying that says, what gets measured gets managed. So even if they're not selling, I think business owners would benefit from knowing more about these assets.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I'm sure they're different from businesses to different businesses, from industry to industry. But, you know, since you've been doing valuations really of all kinds for all kinds of businesses for the past 20 years, can you tell us more about these assets?
Sure. Generally, these assets are referred to broadly as goodwill. So if you're buying or selling a business, you'd want to know the total amount of goodwill at a minimum. And I should mention that when one business buys another, goodwill gets recorded on the buyer's balance sheet. But if you're looking at a company's financial statements and you're thinking about buying it, and that company's balance sheet has goodwill on it, that's just another example of how much that business paid for an asset it bought in the past. It doesn't tell you anything about any new assets that might have been created by combining that asset that they bought, that business that they bought in the past, with the efforts of its employees since that time. So if you're buying or selling a business, keep in mind it's a fair bet that the amount of goodwill that's on the seller's balance sheet, if there is any, is a lot different from the goodwill that that business actually has. But if we put aside buying or selling a business, think about running a business. There's a benefit to diving a little deeper to understand not just the total amount of goodwill that a company or a business currently has, but also what that goodwill includes or what it really means. And what it really means could be things like brands that the business has developed or customer relationships or proprietary technology, that kind of thing. And measuring the value of these assets requires making projections about how the business is expected to do in the future. And you just can't get that information from historical financial statements. So the benefit to management to making those projections is that it forces them to consider, which is to say, it forces them to manage the value drivers of those assets that don't show up on their financial statements.
Those are some great insights there. And Chuck, if you don't mind, let's shift real quick and tell us about GSG's business valuation services.
Sure. In a nutshell, we provide valuations for transaction support, litigation support, and tax and financial compliance reporting. And we provide those services to small and middle market clients across a broad range of industries.
That's great. You know, Chuck, really appreciate you taking the time to speak with us today. Is there anything else to add? Anything we may have missed?
Yes. One other thing. It is worth noting that valuations come in a couple of different sizes or flavors. One is an appraisal, which is an opinion of value. They're labor intensive and the cost of an appraisal reflects that. Appraisals are typically required for litigation support, and they're frequently, but not always, required for tax and financial compliance reporting. So that's one type of valuation. The other type is referred to as a value calculation, and that entails substantially less analysis than appraisal, and it doesn't necessarily represent the consultant's opinion of value. That's the important distinction. As a result, since they don't represent the consultant's opinion of value, they're less labor-intensive than appraisals, and they cost less. So value calculations work very well for transaction support because they allow the valuation analyst to consider, for instance, multiple scenarios provided by the client, as opposed to the valuation analyst having an opinion about what the most likely scenario may be.
That's great. Well, thank you for those additional insights. And that's a perfect way to end this exclusive Gorfine, Schiller & Garden podcast interview with Chuck Fonts, who's the Director of Business Valuation and Litigation Support at the firm. And as you all heard, Chuck was kind enough to give his insights into how valuation efforts can tell a business owner much more than the balance sheet and financial statements and tax returns. And he also covered a wide range of other topics when it comes to business valuation. And Chuck, thank you so much for your time today.
My pleasure, Matt. Thank you.